And this is another audio tape for Living Theology Friends, September the 19th, 2010. Happens to be my birthday today. 72 years old today. Hard to believe. Anyway, on to important things. Today we'll look at the name of God, Jehovah Mekodishkim. This might not be known to many of you, but its meaning is well known among Christians because it means the Lord who sanctifies you. And all Christians are involved in sanctification process. The name Mekodishkim is derived from the Hebrew word kadosh, meaning sanctify, holy, or dedicate. The compound name can also be translated as the Lord who sets you apart. It's used in the following two verses, Exodus 31:13. But as for you, speak to the sons of Israel, saying, you shall surely observe my Sabbath, for this is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. Leviticus 28, and you shall keep my statutes and practice them. I am the Lord who sanctifies you. Sanctification actually occurs in two steps. The first stage is called definitive sanctification, and it occurs the moment that God justifies a person. God places the sins of the person on Jesus so that he receives the wrath we deserve, and God places the righteousness of Jesus onto our accounts so that before him we are saints without sin and with the righteousness of Jesus. And in the text I have a little diagram showing that transfer of our sins to Jesus and his righteousness to us. 2 Corinthians 5:21 is a verse for that. The second stage is the more commonly used definition, and it's called progressive sanctification. This occurs throughout the Christian's life, and many of you have seen my diagram indicating this process that's in the text that I sent. This diagram shows a timeline on the bottom going from zero, which is when you were born again, to the departure time, whenever that is for each of us. It shows the Adam nature, which started out 100%, with us, and then that Adam nature totally decreases as the sanctification process works its way in our lives as we work out our salvation in our life here on earth. The Christ-like nature then increases. So the diagram shows the Adam nature going down and the Christ-like nature going up. Actually, we never become totally Christ-like while we live here, of course, but we become totally like we are before God already, with double imputation having happened to us when we die. Okay, well, definitive sanctification is done entirely by God, and progressive sanctification is done synergistically, which means just involving the Christian and God. So this process of progressive sanctification will just continue all of our lives, and it can be kind of frustrating as we still continue to sin. We're not sinners, because that means somebody who practices sin continually, but we still sin. But before God, we are totally holy because our sins have been put on Jesus. He paid the wrath for those, and his righteousness has been put into our account. Here, we're working that process out with the guidance of the Holy Spirit and Jehovah Mekodishkim. And I have given a couple of verses, actually four, one, two, three, four, five verses in the New Testament concerning this process. Romans 6:19, 1 Thessalonians 4:3, 1 Thessalonians 4:7, 2 Thessalonians 2:13, and Hebrews 12:14. All of these deal with this process of sanctification, and this is what God desires for us and is a command for us to be involved in it. It's also what Paul is referring to in Philippians 2:12. So then, my beloved, just as you've always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Now, this verse has been used by some people to teach a works-based salvation, but salvation actually consists of three terms, three portions: justification, sanctification, and glorification. Paul, of course, understood this very clearly. And the salvation phase he's talking about in Philippians 2:12 is sanctification, because that is what we have to work out with Jehovah Mekodishkim working in us as well. So we have to obey, though. We're commanded to obey. Justification is done entirely by God. Glorification is done entirely by God. But with sanctification, we're participating. It's led by Jehovah Mekadishkim, but it requires our obedience, and Paul was commanding Christians to work out that sanctification phase of salvation with fear and trembling. As we walk in the world as God's ambassadors, we should keep the command from God as written by Paul in Philippians 2:12 constantly at the forefront of our minds. We are walking temples of God, being constantly transformed by Jehovah Mekadishkim into more conformed images of Jesus. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you're not your own? Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. And 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Lord the Spirit. So let's all praise God for his constant work in our lives and cooperate in this process of sanctification. May God bless you.